White Night in America. On the right-hand side of your screen, dressed all in orange, yes, the President of the United States. On the left, trying to keep clear on where he is, it's Joe Biden, everybody. That's right. And they are that way. Trump will be on the right, Biden will be on the left. Cute, right? And somewhere in the middle will be Chris Wallace. Pretty hard debate moderator on occasion. We'll see how he weighs in. He's wanted a conversation with Joe Biden for weeks or months now. Well, he finally gets it, just not the setting he was intending. My next guest, Aaron Call, the director of debate at the University of Michigan, where we were supposed to have a debate, but the university folded on that one, the second debate. It went to Miami, but Cleveland is where we start tonight. This one was supposed to be in Notre Dame. Aaron, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's great to be back.
I know you're disappointed Michigan had that debate come and go, but you're not too far from Cleveland. Easy to get there. How's the setting look to you? Tell us about the setting. What do you know about it?
Yeah, it's certainly unique for a debate. So when you arrived here, the first thing you do is pass a COVID test order to get credentialed and be at the debate. So this is certainly unlike any previous debate I've attended, but everything else, you know, the security and protests is similar to other debates. And so it's just nice that, you know, we miss the in-person conventions and a lot of the retail politicking. It's nice that we still have some general part of normalcy in these elections.
Right. One of the changes tonight right off the top, there'll be no handshake. Traditionally, over the last many years, the candidates would shake hands. They'd shake hands with the moderator. They would retreat to their corner. They'd come out swinging or however that works. All right. So Donald Trump is a New York guy. He hits back, even when he's punching down, it seems to me. Joe Biden, mixed reviews, to be kind, about his performance during the Democratic primary debates. What's it going to take for Donald Trump to come out on top tonight? And conversely, what's it going to take for Joe Biden? What are you looking for here tonight? Very different individuals.
Yes, different individuals, different styles, as you mentioned, in the Republican primary debates and his debates with Clinton. Trump was more of a counterpuncher. But also at that time, he was just kind of starting his political career, and he didn't have a lot of expectations. People thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win the debates coming to those, and so he took advantage of that. But this time, according to the polling data that we have, people expect the president is going to prevail over Joe Biden, as you mentioned. He had a lot of inconsistent performances in his 11 Democratic primary debates. He started out very poorly in Miami as he was bested by Kamala Harris. But then had some pretty decent performances. I thought okay in Detroit, South Carolina, and then his last debate, the one-on-one debate against Bernie Sanders in March, was probably his best.
That wasn't much of a debate in March because Bernie Sanders already knew that, you know, that ship had sailed. That didn't seem very confrontational to me. This is going to be very confrontational, and I wonder because there were times during a couple of the debates that Joe Biden, when there were several people on the stage, seemed a bit unplugged, out of touch, confused, if you will, but he had the benefit of having several other candidates around him, and he could take a pause and he could jot on notes or do whatever. He doesn't get that advantage here. The format here is two minutes, and then 11 minutes back and forth on each topic between the candidates. They can actually ask each other questions. What do you make of that?
That's true, and we saw that in the 2016 debates that President Trump posed a lot of direct questions to Hillary Clinton. And yes, there are differences. Although it could cut both ways, Joe Biden, I think, does worse when there are 10, 11 candidates on stage, as opposed to one-on-one debates, the one with Bernie Sanders, going back, Sarah Palin, Paul Ryan. And so I think the focus in some ways helps him that he's only having to worry about one opponent. But yes, he's never debated someone like Trump. Trump's very unique, and I do think that it'll be very contentious and, you know, talk about subjects like his son, Hunter Biden. And I think the question is going to be whether Biden engages in that and kind of, you know, fights back and has a debate on that terrain, or kind of takes the high road when those, you know, the press has come and tries to pivot to something else, just given that, you know, he has less expectations and doesn't need to do as much and change the trajectory of the race with the debate. And so I think the plan coming in is that he's going to try to stick to policy, substance, avoid, you know, getting into ad hominem attacks. But you never know in the heat of the moment, once, you know, people talk about your son, something like that, it may abandon your game plan and cause you to get off what you plan to do coming into the debate.
Sure. Fact of the matter is, Aaron Call here, director of debate at the University of Michigan. Donald Trump does know policies pretty well. Now, people will say that he doesn't answer questions accurately. Well, the media say he lies about this, he lies about that. But he knows the policies. He knows how many coronavirus tests have been put out. He knows what the economy, what the unemployment numbers were. He knows different things that will lend themselves pretty well to him. And I wonder if he gets into those details when we've heard, you know, Joe Biden's made some obvious errors about the number of people that have been sick or died. The military, he had said 6,000 something when really it was 7 when he was referring to the numbers of Michigan deaths. Joe Biden has the capacity to make big mistakes. And so you're right. If he gets under stress about his children and so forth, maybe that would lend itself to a mistake. I don't know, Aaron.
Yeah, I think that's what President Trump is hoping. That with fact checking, there's been discussion whether it's the moderator can do fact checking. You know, the commission doesn't want that. Chris Wallace said he doesn't plan to do it. Joe Biden has talked a little bit about trying to fact check President Trump in real time. I think that'd be a mistake because that'd be another opportunity where he could get his facts wrong and make an error. But yes, he's. As the history of doing gaffes and making errors, and I think that President Trump would like a real high profile one, something like with Rick Perry not being able to remember the an agency that he wants to get rid of, something that really then calls into question the competency, the mental acuity for Joe Biden. I mean, he would be the oldest president that's sworn into office, and so President Trump's going to try to do everything he can to create something that causes that and has the narrative and everyone talking about that after the end of the debate. That's really what he hoped for.
Aaron Call, greatly appreciate you being here. I know you're up early getting ready there in Cleveland. Big night for a guy like you. I'd be a big night for a guy like me, too. Thank you for taking the time.
Anytime. Take care.
We have it. Aaron Call from the U of M. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.